This week's mailbag comes to us from Karina. I had an aha moment today and thought it might encourage someone else. I received a request for an updated copy of insurance for a piece of equipment for my business. I panicked, realizing I think I may actually need increased coverage for this. I confirmed with my agent and promptly panicked at the list of documents I'd need to hunt down to get what he needed. I searched my office, my emails, and I found nothing. I didn't think I could have possibly thought to put it in my Sunday basket or Friday work box, but I checked just in case. It was in there, in my new vehicle slash pocket. I'd forgotten I put it in there, but somewhere I'm making progress and I am more organized than I thought. Thank you, Lisa. I was able to get all of it to him in record time, and it will have my business assets covered properly with one less thing to worry about.
Do you have an Organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Okay, are you ready for the final installment of going out of the backsliding that we did in COVID and allowing our habits to change and just become more reactive people into walking confidently into 2021, still being in a pandemic, but saying, no, I'm going to be more proactive. And I know in order to be proactive and get more time in my day, I need to establish better morning, afternoon, and evening routines. We've already discussed morning and afternoon, and now we're going to head into the evening routine. I'm going to tell you what my evening routine was like in January and February of 2020, what it degraded into over the summer and the fall months, and what my plan is for my evening routine here in January of 2021. So my evening routine is probably the shortest of all the routines that I have. It's maybe the least consistent. The only thing that's truly consistent about my evening routine is just like basic hygiene. I always take a bath before I go to bed. I love it. It warms my body up. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's 30 minutes. I have all these facial products that I use that I love, and I enjoy doing that in the bath. I always take my vitamins. I brush my teeth, you know, all those basic things that you do in the evening. In January and February of 2020, after I had my afternoon routine, then I would usually talk to Greg and I would do something productive before I had my bath and did my puzzle. And in general, I would take my bath around 8 o'clock and do my puzzle and watch TV until bed around 10 or 10:30. What would I do between my afternoon routine and doing the puzzle? I honestly don't remember. I really cannot remember what I used to do in that couple hours of time. I know sometimes I read books. I really have not been reading as many books. I don't know why. I think because you can't read a book and do a puzzle at the same time, and I'm doing a lot of puzzles. So I'm listening to a lot of audiobooks, podcasts, a ton of webinars that I sign up for, and I listen to them like they're podcasts. I enjoy doing that, watching documentaries. So what ended up happening, I don't remember what I did in those 2 hours, like from 6 to 8 o'clock at night. I'm sure I did some cleaning, and I usually did some kind of a project, but I can't remember. As soon as the pandemic happened and the world shut down and we were all in that lockdown situation, Greg and I, between the afternoon routine and bedtime, worked. Like, we did extra work for a while. And then we would just start watching TV a lot earlier. So usually I take my bath around 8 o'clock. Greg joins me to watch TV around 9. Like, I was taking my bath at 7. He was watching TV with me by 7. Because there was no sports, remember? So it was like sitcoms or movies or binging whatever we could find. And by the time we got to May, we were starting that whole scenario around 6 o'clock at night. It was like, well, we stopped working. I guess we'll start watching TV. As the weather got nicer, sometimes we'd go outside. Greg did more yard work. I'm really kind of over yard work. So I still just started doing puzzles. And I found myself if I wasn't doing puzzles, filling that time between I closed out work and I'm going to take my bath and do the puzzle, I was trying to find a appropriate amount of time before I took the bath. Like in my mind, it's kind of like my bath is a glass of wine. Like you can't have a bath before 8 o'clock because goodness, you're not 2 years old. How soon can you possibly take a bath? And so what I would fill that time with, literally from like 5 or 5:30 until 8 o'clock at night, was my phone. That is a lot of time being on your phone. I had no problem filling it. I could have filled even more. I read so many different news outlets, reports of what was going on in everything and anything. I got back into being in Facebook. In January and February, I was never in Facebook. You guys know that. I'm never in the groups. I'm never in Facebook. I was all the way back in all the Facebook groups. I joined these different pandemic groups from these different people that had different theories. I was researching all the different theories. I was tracking the COVID numbers, which I've been tracking the COVID numbers since January. I found out about this in January. And every single day, it's something I still do. I do check the numbers just to see how much they've changed day over day, because it's not that the media isn't telling us the truth. It's just that I want to know for myself the information, like the podcast I recorded with my sister, where she said she didn't want to hear what everybody else said. Governor DeWine said she would watch Wine with DeWine every time he came on and gave a statement. So she got the information direct from the governor and she could make her own assumptions. That's what I've done with the COVID numbers. I want to know the numbers myself. And then I was Instagram obsessed. I don't even follow that many people on Instagram. Like, honestly, to watch everybody's stories in the feed takes like 10 minutes. But I like was on all the Instagrams and all the things. Like, I was just on my phone so much. I can't even really say why I was on my phone so much, but I was. And I didn't feel guilty about it. But by the time we got to the fall, that habit had become a solid habit. And so after my afternoon routine, before I wanted to take my bath, that's when I would go on the phone. And there were all these different apps that I continually went through. Oh, my email. I checked my email obsessively on the phone. Like before this started, I have an email inbox. Pat goes through my email inbox and she puts into a folder the emails that I'm supposed to look at. During COVID, Lisa has looked at every single email, every order that's come in, everything. Like nothing's even sorted anymore. I look at hundreds of pieces of email every day. I don't know why or what I think I'm doing, but that is definitely something that I am changing going forward. I don't need to see every receipt of everything that comes in. I will say though, I did say thank you. I was like, thank you, deleted, thank you, deleted. So every single order that you placed in 2020, I out loud was saying thank you to you. And I say to you again, thank you so much. I am just so grateful that our company has survived and thrived during this unprecedented time. As we got into the holidays, I was starting to not look at the news and my phone as much because the election was just cray. It was just nuts. I don't care what side you're on. That was craziness. And then after the election was equal craziness. I was like, oh my goodness, we need new news. We need something more newsworthy so that this is not the news anymore. So I started to stop being so into the news, so into my Instagram, and I stopped using my phone as much. So I just moved my bath time up. You know, when the time change happens and all of a sudden 5:30 feels like midnight, I was like, oh, so I'd find myself drawing the bath and getting in the bath and looking at the clock and realizing it was 5:45. I was like, oh, well, bath is already drawn. Guess I'm getting in it. And then I do puzzles. And that was my all of November and into December was I went from working to an afternoon routine, to about an hour of playing on my phone, to taking a really early bath like I was 2 years old, and then doing a puzzle until we were ready to go to bed at 10 or 10:30. Once these reactive habits happen, it is so hard to pull back and make a productive habit go in its place. I tried many times in the fall to just try a couple of one-off tricks to see if I could stop this unbelievable amount of time I was spending on my phone and watching TV and doing puzzles. Now, I was listening to audiobooks and webinars and business books. And so some of that time was still learning time. I like to have a lot of learning time, but a lot of it wasn't. And honestly, when I do a lot of non-productive time, I get a migraine. Like, it's not bad. It's not good. I don't like it at all. And so I tried a couple of things. Like in October going into November, I tried doing more planning on Sunday and planning out all the outfits I was going to wear, which really worked really well for a couple of weeks. I loved that. I want to definitely add that back in 2021. Another couple of weeks, I had read somewhere or got a wild hair, and I started planning the food I would have the next day, not by calories, but basically by what was available in the house and would work on my schedule. Like, do I have time to make eggs and toast, or do I have to have cereal, or am I going to get a salad from Panera? You can get a salad from Panera the night before. It's still good at lunch. A Jimmy John sub will last 2 days in the refrigerator, and I cut it in half, so that could be two lunches. And I started planning out some of those things. There was a chicken salad Greg found that I really liked, and we'd get a pound of that so I could have that with crackers. So I did a better job of planning out my food. That's another thing I'd like to do. One of the things I used to do before COVID, and I really would like to get back to, is I used to read a ton. And in 2020, I didn't read physical books very much. And I miss that time, and I want to get back to it. And there are some books that are not available on Audible, or I want to have the hard copy so that I can highlight it. And so I want to get back to just, you know, 30 to 60 minutes of reading. That's one of the things I used to do when I would come upstairs before I would have my bath. I would check my phone, and then I would read some, and then I would take a bath. Like, I had all these different little kind of activities that I did. That's another thing that I want to get back to. And I never really lost this habit, but I don't do it every single day. I really love when I look at my calendar for the next day before I shut down the computer, and I just write out a simple index card of the order of everything that needs to happen tomorrow so that I can pack a bag if I'm going to go to the office, so I can plan my meals out if I don't really have any breaks, so that I can, you know, just kind of figure out, like, is the outfit that I picked out really going to be appropriate if anything's changed inside of my schedule? Appropriate. They're all the same kind of outfits, but you know what I mean. Like, do I need to be super dressy or super casual? That kind of a thing. So when I look at my evening routine, I don't think it's going to change that much from the fall. I am going to give myself a lot of grace in this one. And this is the routine and the habit that if I don't make very many changes, I'm fine with it. Like, if I could get my morning routine going better, which I already know that is going to work, and I'm 50% compliant with having a better afternoon routine, knowing that 50% of the time I'm probably just going to get in the car and drive and do the Culver's thing like I used to, I'm going to say that that is a great success as well. And then in the evening, what I'm doing is I'm just creating a note card and I'm putting it by my bath of all these things I used to do that I like to do. So if I'm not going to fall into the going to Culver's day, and I'm going to work on scrapbooking, you know, after work until 8 o'clock, that's a way that's going to fill that time. Or I might say, okay, I'm going to get the Culver's, and when I get home, so I let the afternoon routine slide and I didn't do one of my new pink slash pockets because I just needed to have that drive and get that clarity. When I come upstairs and I think about drawing that bath, I'm going to look at that card and say, well, what if I just read 30 minutes before I run that bath? Or how about if I look at my day tomorrow and double check what I'm going to be wearing and what I'm going to be eating? Both of those activities are going to take, well, reading would be 30 minutes, and that other one will take, oh, maybe 15 minutes to do. So if I could see that list and do that 45 minutes of things, then run the bath and still do the puzzle, I'll feel like, okay, yeah, I'm still running a bath, watching TV, doing a puzzle, but I've also gotten some reading done. I've planned out my day. Everything is going to go better tomorrow. Again, if I was compliant with that 2, even 3 days a week, awesome. Preferably like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Those are the days that if I could do those activities Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it would really make a huge impact in my week. Doesn't make as big of a difference on Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday because Friday's going into Saturday. Wednesday, I'm going into Thursday, which is a deep work day. I'm almost always in front of the computer. And going into Friday, that's a laid back work day. I often come over to the office. I don't have a jam-packed schedule, but I have a pretty jam-packed minute-by-minute schedule on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if I could, you know, take that 15 minutes, plan out what I'm going to wear, plan out what I'm going to need the next day, make sure my bags are packed if I need anything put in my car, then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday are going to go really well. And I can have some extra puzzle and TV time or scrapbooking time or any of my other pink slash pockets on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I know that often when people say they're going to change habits or they're going to establish these routines, I actually never in my life have ever heard anybody say, and I'm going to be about 30% compliant with that. If I'm 30% compliant, that's an A+. I say that because it's true. Like, if I'm 30% compliant, I'm going to give myself an A+. Like, and I'm already thinking, I might not want to do all of that stuff on Sunday. I might do it during the Sunday basket earlier in the day, but I won't want to do it Sunday night. Sunday night, I tend to really like to enjoy my puzzle. And so I don't know if I'm going to do the whole note card thing on Sunday night. So now I'm down to like Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday would be awesome if I could just do that habit on Monday and Tuesday. And if I could only go get onion rings 3 times a week instead of the 5 to 6 times a week I am currently, that's, you know, 1,200 less calories that I'm having. That's, you know, more work that I could be doing in my personal goals of my pink slash pockets. I think that's a 50% improvement. I think that's an A+ there as well. And the morning routine, that one is probably going to be the most consistent. I'm changing my work hours. I'm changing where I work and when I work. I will probably hit that 95 times out of 100. Like, that is the routine that will really change, the habit that will really stick. So listen to these again. Think about what would make the biggest impact for you in this next 120-day journey. Whenever you're listening to this, what are the expectations that are being placed on you by your place of employment, by your own personal goals, by the family members that you are responsible for and that you want to spend time with, by your friend groups, by your personal passions? You can't do it all. You cannot do it all. But when you pick what you want to do, you can do what you want to do as excellent as you want to do it. Just don't pick too much. So if you've never had a morning, afternoon, and evening routine, pick one. It does not matter. It could be any one. And pick 1 to 3 things you're going to do during that time and write yourself a cheat sheet little index card to remind you what your goal is. Make it the screensaver on your phone to remind you. Set a timer on your phone to remind you that, hey, this is when I start my evening routine. Hey, it's time to you quit work and do your afternoon routine. If you've already had these before, pick one, like I'm doing my morning routine, that's going to make the most impact on your whole day and your whole quarter that will make the biggest change. I hope you guys have a great week. I'm looking forward to talking to you next week.